a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but that
hey besties, welcome back to the best podcast in the Southern Hemisphere, Talkin' Fit with Lewis and Grace.
Whoa, that was kind of legit, that one. We need to try out different intros till we get like
instead a of good just one. Going, welcome back to the Talkin' Fit podcast.
Well, that's pretty iconic. That's it is pretty iconic.
But yes, welcome back guys to
Episode 50.
The best pod. Woo.
Episode 50.
Just want to quickly say thank you so much for all the support last week.
Oh, yeah.
And all the listens and all the shares.
Big dub.
It was such a good week.
Yeah.
Engagement was high.
Thanks for the clout, Limitless Nutrition.
We were feeling good. Yeah. Shout out Eric and Laura.
Thanks for the clout.
But no, it pulled in. Put in quite a crowd, so
yeah,
that was awesome. Awesome to see.
It's good. It's you tap into a whole different community when you get sort of like different guests on and
when
stuff.
When you network. The power of networking.
Networking.
All network.
Right. But yeah, thanks Eric and Lara, like you just said,
yes.
For coming on.
Also,
quick
note: we are hopefully going to get Lara on as a guest soon. A little bit later, I'd love to talk with her.
Yeah.
Just about what she does, her lifestyle. Talk about women's health. I think she'd be a great one to have on. Very knowledgeable. So look forward to that in the future.
And her family and their gene pool.
Lewis wants to know about her brothers.
Yeah. It's insane. Well, first guest of the year, and the episode went incredibly well.
Yes.
It was a good episode too. Like, it was long, but it was good.
It was good.
I listened back to it and it was just like, this is a good listen.
Yeah, so, for sure. But we've got a couple more guests lined up.
We've got another one next week.
Yeah.
They're coming at the door.
So get prepared for that. Yep. We might put a post up on our story, so head on over to our socials in case you want to ask our guests any questions.
True. Maybe, but then it ruins the surprise. No, we could do that.
I feel like it would just be a bit more interactive.
Yeah, so no, yeah.
Head
yeah.
on over to our stories.
We'll announce it next week this week.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
But anyway, how was your week, Lewis?
My week was all right. I got my hair cut today, fresh trim. Had that fresh trim feel in the gym. So I'm just a bit itchy, though, because the hair's fucking everywhere. But no, it was a good week. I finished placement. Woo! Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Oh my God. Escape the rat race for now.
I'm so happy for you.
Big dub.
God, placement is just so shit.
If you're a student or like have done placement, you'd understand.
You get it. I was talking to like a group in my uni tutorial the other day and it was just me like ranting on about how much I hate placement and the uni and the chancellor, and they were all just like looking at me and I was like, sorry, I'm really passionate about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're done, which is so good. Such an achievement. Big dub.
So no more 7 a.m. morning, 7 a.m. gym sessions.
Yes.
You can put them to rest. They were good. They were good, but better than, like, let's be honest, going to the gym at 7 is way better, or even 6, like even that time, is so much better than going to the gym at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. So much better. 100%. And you cannot convince me otherwise, because it gets filthy busy.
Look,
in the afternoon.
I want some credit for that, because I played a big role in convincing you.
You did.
Because you were like, I'm not getting up that early. Well, that's just too early.
Yeah, I will say this. I need some form of stimulation, though, when I'm getting up at that time. And it's not great for food, like, because you know, you're waking up and training within an hour, and it's like, well, it's not enough time to get a good meal into you. You can have your pre-workout, but then you're fucking starving.
You just have to focus on what you eat before you go to bed.
Yeah, so I was eating like later in the night, just before I'd sleep, so it would hopefully carry through a bit more to the next day. But they were good. If you're in that sort of situation, 9 to 5, give it a go before 9, like, because like before you do work, because the relief too you get of an afternoon when it's like 4 or 5 o'clock and you're tired, because you get that regardless of if you're training in the morning or not, and you're just there like, oh, like so tired. You can then go, oh my God, I can just go home and just fucking relax and do whatever I want at home for the afternoon. I've got my afternoon, you know what I mean? Because you just get so tired. And then at that time, taking any sort of, you know, stimulants or something like a pre-workout, it's going to do you badly for that night's sleep. 5 o'clock's too late. So
just don't be a bitch and don't take pre-workout. Shush.
Well, hang on a minute. You can't say that anymore.
Why?
Because we now have a sponsor? We now have a code, guys. Woo!
Guys, we did it. We have been wanting a code since we started this podcast. We said
literally
the day we get a we'll code meme it. Is the day we've made it.
We've made
and
it.
And we've fucking made it.
You know
it.
What? I've seen that 7-week placement, it was character building because at the end of it, we've walked away with a code here because there was times where I was there with Grace and she was still on fucking holidays and I'm there doing the 9 to 5 for free and I'm there. I've fed up with shit, fed up with life, can't be bothered.
He decided it was time to make some moves.
And then she kept saying it's character development. I was like, all right, I'm going to just keep pushing forward. And then, yeah. And then, so we'll just cut to Grace's week first and then we will mention said sponsor. Sponsor? Are we calling it a sponsor? I don't know if it is or not, but we'll just say
code.
It. Just fake it till you make it, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
How was your week, Grace?
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me think. Was this my first week of uni? No, this wasn't. This is my second week of uni. It was all right. It was just a week. My weeks aren't too exciting, guys. Sorry. I'm preppy. Just on prep. I'm in the depths of prep at the minute.
Depths of prep. So that's actually a good, like, little saying.
Yeah, well, be a good title we're something. About 7 weeks out now, so food is low, energy's low.
Yeah.
Training's intense.
Mood is low. Anger is high.
And then you add the stress of uni. I think I didn't prepare myself very well for the start of semester. No. So, and that's really silly of me because I preach to my clients, preparation is key.
Yeah.
And here I am and I've prepared for everything else but the start of uni. So.
Uni schmoony. Who
that's
cares?
Right though. I'm already in saying that. This second week has been better in that I've calmed down a bit more and gone, you know what? It's not the end of the world if I don't get everything done on schedule. But just adjusting still to the new routine. But, no, I'm feeling all right, feeling as good as I can be.
Yeah. Just a quick advice out there. When we say uni schmoony, well, now that we've been doing uni for fucking 3-4 years, I guess we can formulate a better opinion on uni. If you're someone that's starting uni, just quickly, I don't even think there is anyone starting uni out there, but in case you are, don't stress it.
What do you mean you don't think there's anyone out there? It's a new year.
True. I guess,
Why would there not be anyone starting uni?
No, that's listening. What? That's listening.
Lewis, we have like...
True, but if you are starting uni, you probably get very overwhelmed and very stressed. No, it's true though. You do.
I don't know why you would say... No one's starting uni. That's random.
No, that might be listening. I don't know. Anything else exciting for you, Wade?
That was it? No, I'm just getting excited for Lewis's 21st. It's coming up.
It's going to be legendary.
Yeah, I'm just honestly counting down the weeks till show.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have no idea how excited I am.
To go back to normal.
To eat.
Yeah. Well, we are all very excited to see Grace compete when she does. That will be monumental. The dub is on its way. I can smell it.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my God. It's just like such a big thing. I'm freaking out.
Yeah. But anyway, we will cut in just quickly to our sponsor for the episode of the Talkin' Fit podcast, the best fitness podcast in the Southern Hemisphere. We now have a code, like we just said before. What's the code, Grace? And who's it for?
So our code is TalkinFit10 to get 10% off all products with Limitless Nutrition.
Limitless Nutrition, baby. Woo! Shout out to Eric and Lara for giving us, I guess, this opportunity.
Giving us a code.
Yeah, giving us a code.
You know, the next goal is to become sponsored athletes. We're not quite there yet.
I don't think we are, but we've got a code anyway.
But
so
having a code is great.
Just feels like I'm levels ahead of everyone else now.
We've got a fucking code in our bio. Like,
Don't talk to me unless you've got a code. Yeah, I've become everything I've hated.
Nah, look, if you're looking to buy some subs, they're very clued up. They're
100%. Well, you heard it last week.
Exactly. They're getting in the best products.
Yeah.
And you'll be
they're
able to
catering
get,
it to you.
Exactly. You'll be able to get advice fitted to you. So use code TALKINFIT10 at checkout. Ooh. 10% off all subs, baby.
Yeah. And they've got that March Madness sale on at the moment.
They
some
do
great
indeed.
Deals on some pre-workouts there and some proteins and everything. So go check it out, guys. Go show them some love. Go show them some love and support. They're a great bunch of people. And like, you know, you look at big supplement business, they don't care about you. They don't give a shit. They look at you as a number. But these guys,
they care about you.
They love you. They look at you as family, not as a consumer, a customer.
So check it out.
Yeah.
But I think we should cut into the meat of today's episode.
Meat.
Lewis.
Meat.
Give us the meat.
Well, we just wanted to quickly recap because we recap. I just wanted to talk about it because it's – I wouldn't talk about it if the result was just, you know, just sort of expected. But as we are sort of a fitness podcast, you may not be necessarily well into bodybuilding. We do a little recap when the Olympia comes up and stuff. We just don't. We're not fucking professionals and we haven't been watching the sport for decades, but we like to just keep our eye on the scene. And over the last weekend, the Arnold was on, which is like, if you're not sure what the Arnold is, it's just like, is it Arnold's like own bodybuilding comp? Is that what it is?
I'm not sure.
But it's like, it's bodybuilding, but it's also a strongman as well. There's like, it's called the Arnold Classic, or is it that what, I think that's what the name of it is. But there's like, it's just a big fitness, like, convention as well. Like Sam Sulek was there, Chris Bumstead, like everyone that you can think of that's a big influencer was there, and obviously Arnold was there. But there's, I know there's definitely a strongman comp that they do for the Arnold as well, but there's also a bodybuilding comp. And just wanted to quickly touch on it. In the classic division, they had, so there was Ramon, who came second in the Olympia, has done for the last 2 years or whatever. There was I'm really bad with their names. But essentially, the guys that came second, third, and fourth, essentially for the last 2-3 years, were competing in the Arnold. Chris Bumstead doesn't because, I mean, he's the Olympia. I don't really see why he would need to. But there was a new guy that came along. I don't know if he's new. This could be really ignorant of me. Could be have been there all along. But his name is, do you want to look it up? Because I'm like, I need to know their names. There, Wesley, look up Wesley Visses. That's his name, Wesley Visses. So, like I said, I could be very ignorant. He could be around for a while. I don't know where he's probably been in the Olympia scene for a bit too, and I've just not paid any attention. But this guy who we're throwing up on screen right now, go check out the YouTube video if you want to see the visual. Wesley Visses. I hope I'm saying that right. He ended up winning it, which is quite big in that he beat the guys, like I said, that came second, third, and fourth. Essentially, he beat the podium. He beat everyone that was in that classic division aside from Sebum. Now, I think he won it fair and square, obviously. He's, like, back is insane. I think they did a back double by against him and like Ramon, and so Ramon is obviously the guy I think that was the favorite going into it, and he just was like so much bigger than him. And like I just said, I could be ignorant to this fact that he's been here all along and just haven't noticed him, but I just wanted to touch on it because this could be, who knows, could this be the guy that finally dethrones Sebum? That's more so what I wanted to touch on here, is because he's essentially, you know, like I've just said, possibly come from out of nowhere, really. And he's great. He's got a great build on him. He's big. He's, like, tall as well.
He's just got, like, a very classic look.
Yes.
Like, he just – you look at him and you go, yeah, that is classic bodybuilding. Like,
yeah. Click on that one. Can you click on that one? Yeah, he has competed in the Olympia, I'm pretty confident. Couldn't tell you where he placed. Yeah, he's – do you reckon, though, like, after seeing – you saw some of the videos of him and stuff. Even if we give him, like, maybe not this year, but maybe, like, a year or two, do you reckon he can – because at the end of the day, Sebum's got to get pegged off somewhere, right? Someone's got to come along. Like, it happened to Ronnie. It happened to everyone that's had that run. He's got to get overtaken by someone. Someone's got to come along and knock him off his throne.
The only thing, I love how I'm like giving my input when I just have absolutely no like credentials to, like I don't follow really classic physique.
I suppose. You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Obviously, I keep up to date with like Sebum and that, but just me looking at him, the only thing that like I don't, like the only thing that I think could put him below Sebum is his waist just seems like, I don't know, like blocky.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Like, he's got more of that, like, from the front.
He doesn't have, like, a V taper.
No, he's got more of, like, that, like, T sort of shape, I guess you'd call it. Like,
that's, like, the only thing, but.
Yeah, he doesn't.
And I suppose that's coming from me, who is somewhat of an outsider just looking in.
Mm.
If I was to compare the two, I just think, like, Seabum's midsection is, like, a little bit more aesthetic in that it just has a little bit more of a taper in it. But this guy, he also looks like, he's just, like, has a lot of mass. I don't know if mass is what you'd call it, but he's
I know,
like,
what you mean. He almost thick. Seems a bit too big for classic, I think, is, like, what you're trying to say.
He's thick.
Yeah.
Like, his muscles are dense as hell.
Yeah.
Not dense as in, like, he's lacking striations and conditioning, but, like, he's just, like, dense.
Yeah, yeah, because at the end of the day, like, the difference really between classic and, like, opens is do they have a weight? No, they don't have a weight limit on a classic, but it's, you know, you don't want to be too, like, big with classic, because essentially you get more of the open aesthetic, which is just to be a mass monster. That's not the, like, the goal of these guys in classic. Yeah. They just want that, a really old school aesthetic physique, which he does have.
He does have that. Like, he does have that.
But it's just, yeah, I don't
know. There's just something.
There's lots that goes into it, 100% too.
It'd be so interesting to hear an opinion of, like, a judge.
Yeah, what they would think.
Like, comparing Seabum and him right now at this point in time, his win. What's this guy's name? Wesley's Arnold win to Seabum's last Olympia win. It'd be interesting to hear, you know, the differences. But, yeah, no, look, like, he still looks great. Like, I think he was a well-deserving winner.
Yeah.
You just look at him, and when I look at him there, I think, like, he looks like the old-school classic bodybuilder.
Yeah. The thing that, like, gets me, yeah, look at his back. Fucking Jesus. Oh, here you go. I think that's a picture there of them at the Arnold. His back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because Chris's back is a huge strong point of his physique. Yeah. And arguably his best feature.
Yeah.
His back could compete with it. Because when they had the Olympia last year, when, like, they came out and, you know, people were saying shit like, you know, oh, Ramon actually might get him this year, whatever. When they did that back double by, it was night and day difference. You could just see it. Like, it was just, it was 100% Chris all day. This guy has the same sort of back. When they put him up against Ramon, you can just see the size and sheer width of his back. And you go, nah, that literally is not losing him this, you know, that's winning him this whole thing. So it'll be very interesting come Olympia time. That's all I wanted to touch on, was just that. But, yeah, no, it'll be super, super interesting with whether or not he's the one to do it. Wesley, what a fucking funny name to have as this big, huge bloke.
I was literally about to say, Wesley is the weirdest name ever.
And he's got, like, if you hear him talk, he's got, like, a bit of, like, a, I don't know if it's a lisp you'd call it, but he's like, got quite a...
he has a lisp as well?
He's got a very, not a lisp, I don't know if it's a lisp, but he's got one of those voices that you don't expect out of a guy that big, you know, like, it's like Seabum. You listen to Seabum talk, he's got a fucking lisp, and he's like, you know, it's just such a cutie patootie.
Yeah, bro's a cutie patootie.
Yeah, where, you know, you expect him to talk and be like, hey, fucking yeah, you know, meat. But... Yeah, they just don't, and it's just so funny to me. But, yeah.
Quick shout-out as well to the bikini winner, Lorelai.
Oh, yeah.
Lorelai, what's your last name? This is so ignorant of me.
See, that's the thing. We're not very clued in, but we're, like, Lorelai, somewhat clued in.
Yeah, like,
We're casuals. We're 100% casuals.
I have followed her on Instagram for a while now. Lorelai Chapados.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I hope I didn't butcher that.
Shout out.
Three-time.
Chit. Arnold.
Yes. Three-time, I think, Miss Bikini International. And I guess Arnold, she went like this when she won.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess she's won it three times.
Yeah.
Looked great. Loved watching her journey, her prep journey on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's just the epitome of a bikini babe. No.
Bikini babe.
No, she looked great. So, yeah, shout out to the girls as well. There were some big dubs in the women's comp as well.
Yeah, big up the women.
Big up the women, because yesterday was International Women's Day.
Oh, true. So, shout out if you're a woman.
If you know a girl, if you are a girl, happy International Women's Day. You're blessed.
Blessed.
I love women.
Thank you for cooking and cleaning.
Women are superior. Lewis, no, that's just not, that is just not appropriate. Sorry. That is not right.
No, but that's,
apologize.
Women are good at that.
Apologize, Lewis. The fact that that's what came to your mind when I said, happy International Women's Day, you go, good job cooking and cleaning.
Yeah, well, my mum cooks and cleans and she does a good job.
Why is that the first thing that comes to your mind,
because
though?
That's one thing. That's one thing that she does
that
well.
That is historical oppression showing right there. This is why we have International Women's Day.
Hang on,
because we're trying to put an end to
don't
this.
Don't make me out like some misogynistic pig.
Well, then don't say things like that.
I didn't. It'd be like if you were to be like, "Oh, shout out to all the guys
I know we have
getting that off the top shelf for me," or like, you know, fixing up my car or something like that.
If
okay,
you hate women.
Enough of this, right? We're not the talking sexism podcast, right? We're not the talking.
Well, it was. I just wanted to say happy International Women's Day.
Yes, okay. Happy International Women's Day.
We're doing big things.
All right. Oh, actually, I'll do it now. I meant to say at the start of the episode, just as a little irrelevant, extra little bit, I finally got my hands on the new Monster Ultra flavor, the strawberries and cream one.
Strawberries and cream.
Strawberry Dreams or whatever it's called.
Yep.
Solid. I'm not going to lie. I'd give it like an 8.5 out of 10.
Why only an 8?
It's good. It's like, it actually is really good. Like the more I drank it, the better it got. But I just feel like Ultra Peachy Keen is just still the best flavor.
Really?
Yeah. White Monsters now are a thing of the past, in my honest opinion. Like, I feel like this strawberries and cream one is better than a white. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's because I've had too many White Monsters, because White Monsters are good, but this strawberry one is, like, really good. But then the PG Keen one is, like, probably the best, I think, energy drink out there, to be honest, other than maybe some Ghost ones, but, like, commercial. Yeah, I think that. And considering it's zero sugar, like, it's insane. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah. But Ultra Peachy Keen.
Get on it, guys, if that's your thing. Lewis likes it, so you'll probably like it too.
Oh, you had a sip. Did you like it? Grace isn't an energy drink connoisseur.
I like it as much as I would ever like an energy drink.
Yeah, true.
It was average, but.
Yeah. It was bussin'. What do you mean?
Well, I don't like any of them, so.
Yeah, true. Grace just has a boring palate. Anyway, onto the meaty part of this week's episode.
Let's get into the meaty part of the episode.
Grace was sent by an anonymous viewer, a listener.
Yeah, so I've been messaging one of our listeners. Shout out, you know who you are. Thanks for supporting us. But yeah, we were just having a chat and she just wanted to get our thoughts on when do we think someone should start bulking or when they should start cutting. Like, when is that point in time when they, like, can, you know, when is that time when – is there any markers that tell us that, all right, you need to start cutting now, all right, you need to start bulking now? She just wanted to get our thoughts. So what do you think on that matter?
Well, I guess I'll quickly preface to start here. It's very individual, those – sort of indicators, and it just depends on how serious your goals are. If you're looking to compete in a bodybuilding comp or something like that, your markers are going to be much more obvious, I guess, or you're going to have actual markers that you look out for to signal when you should start or stop, sort of thing. But if you're just sort of someone who works out and enjoys the process, I guess, of bodybuilding without competing and getting competitive, It's completely up to you when you feel like starting or finishing. There's obvious things like when you're getting a bit too, you feel like you're holding a bit too much fat and getting that little bit too much bigger, maybe it's time to cut. And when you get that little bit, like you're lean enough and maybe you're losing a bit of strength, okay, maybe it's time to go back into a bulk. But yeah, I just think it's very individual. So I guess we'll give more of our individual opinions would be on that. And there are some markers, I will say, like that are universal, but I'd also just like to preface to anyone that is out there and you're like in that, because you do sometimes fall into that confused space of what do? I bulk or do I cut or whatever? If you're in that confused space, more than likely you probably could keep bulking. I don't hate the word bulking, but I feel like I prefer the word like growing or massing. I know there's no real negative connotations with the word bulking, but it's just a bit, I think growing is a nicer word to put for it, because that's what the goal is when you're bulking, is to grow like muscle tissue when you are eating more. And 90%, well, 90% is not really a good...
It's just, yeah, dependent on where you are at personally and your, like, personal context, whether you should bulk or cut. Like, that's another thing.
That's what I mean. That's why it's very individual, because if you talk about people starting the gym too, that's a whole other thing, because then, you know, you got people that are coming in extremely overweight and want to lose weight. Well, you're not going to tell them to eat more. And it's the same with people who are coming in who, you know, might be a bit of a skinny legend, you know. So, but I feel like I'm someone who's very strongly for about 70 to 80% of your year, possibly even more, you should be in a growing phase. You should be eating more, and your goal should be to be putting on as much muscle as you can through being in a surplus. Doesn't have to be extreme, but I definitely think that has to be the emphasis year round for you, is to grow, regardless of really what experience you have. You might think, oh, but if I've got like 8 years experience, I want to keep a bit leaner and whatever. No, you want to try and, you know, it's hard to really say as a natural athlete when you've really, or and just even enhanced for that matter, when you've hit your ceiling and like when you've gone, nah, I can't make anymore, because you might think that. Then all of a sudden, oh, I know I can push a bit further or just keep going a bit longer, and boom, I've grown a bit more. So
yeah, I think it's just important to remember that a lot of these people that you see online and a lot of the shredded physiques you see, they spend majority of their year growing.
Yeah, 100%.
They're only like that for like 10% of the time because the goal is to just put on muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, what I would say, again, like re-emphasizing that it is obviously a very personal choice.
Yeah.
And I think you just have to sort of look at your physique and reevaluate your goals and think to yourself, what do you value more at this point in time?
Yeah.
Do you value losing fat? Like, is losing fat what you want to do? Do you want to get leaner?
Yeah.
If so, then, you know,
deficit time.
Yeah, time to go into a deficit. Or if you're at that point where you're happy with the amount of fat that you've lost, then it's time to go into a surplus. But yeah, if you're happy and you're comfortable with going into a bulking phase where you're going to see, you know, things like the scales go up, you're going to see a little bit of extra fat mass put on.
Bit of chub.
Yeah, well then bulk. But yeah, it's just important to just reevaluate your goals, because it is, at the end of the day, a very personal choice.
Yeah.
But
what would you say, what are some markers for you? We'll start off with like, when you, what would signal to you that it's time to start a growing phase again? Say you've just come off the back end of a, like a cut. Well, do you have, what are some things to, I guess people could look out for?
Well, I'm a big one for not using scales and measurements, because I think too many variables that 100%. Go into that. So I really like to look at progress photos and just honestly look at my physique.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at myself and I'm thinking, like, over a period of time, I'm consistently thinking, all right, I'm starting to get a little bit too lean. Like, I can see I'm losing some size. If I'm losing some strength in the gym.
100%.
And if I'm at the point where I'm just, like, fatigued out of my brain, I'm having trouble sleeping, like, the deficit's gone too hard. I do want to say quickly, though, just this – can I just like quickly delve off topic for a second? If you are in a deficit, it's important to know when to stop that, though. If you've been in a deficit for quite a while, like there's good strategies for cutting.
Yeah.
And one of the strategies I like to use and that I do with my clients is you take your total body weight, and then in our first cutting phase, we want to lose 10% of our body weight.
Yeah.
So, for example, say you're 100 kilos. Once we've done a cutting phase for about
10 kilos.
Yeah. Whatever time it takes to sustainably lose 10 kilos, then we have a diet break.
Yeah.
So it'll be 1 to 2 weeks where we're eating back at maintenance calories just to avoid some of those like negative metabolic adaptations.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just to make it a bit more enjoyable, because it needs to be done sustainably if you're cutting.
Yeah.
But then we'll reassess and we'll go into another fat loss phase.
Yeah.
if it aligns with our current goals and if it's healthy.
Yeah, okay.
I just wanted to say that. So if you're someone who's been in a deficit for like months,
yep.
not good. Definitely time to like...
I definitely...
I don't think that's the viewpoint that this person's coming from, but I just want to say that. Like,
yeah,
note
I'm a big believer when it comes to a cut, like have a get in, get out mentality, like because you don't... You're not gaining anything from being in that deficit other than making more room to grow, essentially. That's the whole point of it. You're kicking back that extra fat that you've put on, trying to maintain as much muscle as you possibly can, which should definitely be the priority. And
yes.
And just trying to, yeah, make more room so that you can go back into a prolonged growing phase again.
Yeah, I think that is also, again, context dependent, depending on your client and their experience.
So that's why I also feel like that whole thing of like the what you were just explaining about dropping 10 kilos, having a diet break and stuff, that is also context dependent too, because losing 10 kilos is a lot of weight regardless of like
the rule 10% of your body fat.
Really?
So say I'm 70 kilos.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I agree.
I feel like it can vary.
That is very context dependent. And yes, it can vary. But like that's just like a rule of thumb sort of.
You could be because
you can't really go in as like say a 70 kilo individual and, you know, try and nut out like a 7 kilo weight loss, like that is a lot.
Dependent on like, for instance, height, for example. Someone who's 6 foot 70 kilos is going to be leaner than someone who's 5 foot 6, 70 kilos.
But like that's just like a rough sort of like.
I get it's a helpful measure.
It's just like, yeah.
This is where, as you can sort of probably tell, it gets a bit. You know, there's no golden ticket answer
exactly.
sort of thing for this stuff.
Everything's different. There's so many variables. Everything's different. But that's just like, I guess, don't take my exact numbers. But that's a strategy. You can use. Pick a percentage of your body weight.
Yeah.
Once you lose that, have a diet break. Yeah. Reassess your goals.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
It doesn't have to be 10%.
Yeah, have a weight in mind. Definitely on cuts. I feel like when you're bringing back, I know you said you're not a fan of the scales, but I feel like they're more useful for things like, because at the end of the day, you're trying to lose weight, and I know you could, you know, be still losing fat, but maybe not the number on the scale isn't coming down, sure, but just to help, you know, mitigate those things that come at the end, like you were just saying before, like fatigue and like prolonging it too long, and then you lose strength and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, it's good if you want, it's good to have a measure because... Yeah. If you have a measure, you can see the results.
There's also no real window for how long like a good cut should be, because you'll hear things probably more frequently now about people going into these like really aggressive mini cuts and stuff for 3 to 4 weeks where they drop calories significantly just to like, you know, take back as much fat as they can in the shortest period of time so that they can still optimize growing and like, you know, prioritizing that. But in my experience, I've never done like something like that, but I don't feel like it's necessarily necessary, and it could be a bit, I don't know if dangerous is the word, but it definitely could be a bit dangerous for someone who isn't quite, like doesn't know themselves well enough.
Yeah, if
like doesn't
like
know their body good
a
enough.
A hardcore bodybuilder. And
if you know what you're doing, yeah, sure.
Your primary goal is just like gain muscle, hypertrophy, gain muscle.
Yeah, yes,
then sure.
Yes.
But like, yeah, in a lot of cases, and maybe for the person that messaged us.
I'm going to assume that if you're going through bulking cutting phases, but you're definitely, your goal is to prioritize building like muscle.
Yeah, so. I know. But like, you've got to also think about the other factors that come along with these dieting phases. As you said, you have to be in a mental like capacity to be able to handle like a super aggressive 4 week cut where you're, you know, you're like starving and you're eating at 1200 calories. Like that's not, for some people, that's just not a sustainable way to do it.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at, I don't know, if you're looking at creating healthy habits, know that it doesn't have to be an extreme.
Yeah.
But I think we've dove off topic a little bit.
Yeah. So bringing it back in, I guess.
Bringing it back. The
indicators towards the end of, let's just say, a cut, satisfaction. So through things like progress pictures and stuff. So if you can look at yourself at the start and then look at yourself at the end and go, I'm happy with that. Maybe you still have the thought of, oh, what if I kept going a little bit longer? Like, look, everyone gets sort of thoughts like that. It's purely up to you what you want to do there. But if things like, yeah, like your strength starting to now decline, say it was fine at the start, you're still progressing a bit, now it's plateaued, now it's starting to regress and you're going backwards a little bit, that's a good indication to stop, especially if you're been prioritizing protein on your cut, which is what you should definitely 100% be doing, upping it when you're losing, like when you're in a deficit, protein should be the emphasis. For instance, if you start losing strength straight away on a cut, it's probably an indication you're not eating enough protein normally. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, yeah, sleep. So sleep quality, if you're waking up a bunch in the night, if you're finding it hard to go to sleep, you're tired and stuff like that, they're good indications that you probably had enough now. So
yeah, so basically just assess your goals, go from there, and understand that it is hard to do both at once, like you did say to me the other day. It is hard to do both at once, so you need to understand that.
Both at once, as in?
It's hard to put muscle on and lose fat.
Oh, to recomp. Yes. Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, so but that's something that you have to understand. You can't be in this limbo mode of like, oh, but I want to do both, so I'll stay in a deficit, but I'll just keep like going to the gym. It's like, no, make your decision, do your cut, assess your goals, assess your mindset, and then go from there.
Yeah, don't go in with the mentality that you are going to like recomp as well. Like if it happens, it happens, but we won't get into that anyway.
I just thought that was an important point.
Yeah. What about on the other end of the spectrum? If you were to say, what's an indication that you've become a juggernaut and the bulk's gone far enough and you're looking a bit, you know, looking a bit hefty
looking
there.
Looking a bit hefty.
Shirt's getting a bit too tight. Maybe you got a bit of a muffin top. No,
oh my gosh.
I think that's a bit extreme. That's a good indication. Muffin tops. No, that's game over. Bulk's done.
Just again, remind yourself of what your goals are.
Yes. Satisfaction.
Yeah, that's right. Remind yourself.
Or dissatisfaction on a bulk. Some people get to the point where it's like, yuck, what do I look like right now? That's what I was like. Yeah,
and realize that it shouldn't be taken to the two ends of the extreme. So you don't have to put on a whole lot of fat mass.
Yeah.
That's why you need to spend a prolonged period in the year.
Yeah.
In a surplus that supports muscle building,
yeah,
but like there's no need to be putting on all of this excess fat with it. So if you are at that point,
yeah,
then it's just probably time to reassess there. But I would say if you're bulking and you're thinking, like when should I start my cut? I don't know. It's the same thing. Just ask yourself,
am I ready?
It's
less obvious in terms of like, so I'm trying to sit here thinking, you know how we said with just a cut, like fatigue and like strength loss and whatever and stuff. It's hard to, with a bulk, it comes definitely down to a lot more preference with you. I'm someone that you mentioned before about not using the scales and stuff. I definitely don't think they are anywhere near as important on a bulk as they are, more in a cut. Just because I'll use myself as an example. The last bulk I had, I got up to 110 kilos. And at the start of it, my goal was to get to 110 kilos by any means that I could. That's the goal, was to get 110 kilos. If you're looking to optimize and, you know, build muscle as best you can, having the goal of a certain weight shouldn't be the number one priority on your bulk. It just, because like you said before, there are hundreds of other factors that go into weight other than just muscle, like, you know, and I was willing to get that number regardless what it meant. Like if I sort of, my weight stagnated a bit, but I felt like I was eating, you know, a fair bit, I would eat more and I would eat whatever I could too. It almost gave me, it's like that meme of like using the bulk as an excuse to eat shit. Like you almost get into a mentality of like, yeah, oh, I'm just going to put down like fucking, you know, half a cake right now because I need the calories, yeah, you know, yeah, I'm bulking. It's a bit of a toxic mentality that comes with that one. But
it's kind of a fun mentality though.
it definitely is. I don't see, and then I'm going back into a bulk now with a completely different mindset. I could come back into it. Eric sort of said this to me the other week because he was talking about bulk when we were doing legs and he was like, oh, so now you're going to go to 115. I was like, no, like if I got there though and I was happy with how I was, like I was not this ridiculous, like just fat beast, you know, I was like, I wasn't carrying you know, an unhealthy, because it can definitely get unhealthy with the amount of fat you can hold sometimes.
I think that's a good indicator of it is when you put on like an unhealthy amount of like adipose.
And another thing, and another thing people will say is like, oh, like body fat percentages and stuff. That is so hard to accurately predict well, that if you're just there like going off body fat percentage, you're really just going off a bit of an assumption of what you might think it is. Like, you hear it online, like I hear TNF talk about it. He's just, you know, his view on body fat percentages is different to, you know, someone else. And they both got great experience and probably know what they're talking about, but it's a bit subjective too. You'd sort of be like you're taking a guesstimate at the end of the day. So don't run off body fat percentage. The only way you can really accurately get that, like Amish said that time, was cutting you open and segmenting, sure. Mm. But if you were to get it realistically, it would be through like a DEXA scan or something. But they're expensive and like, you know, and they're not the things that are in gyms, right? They're complete bullshit. Don't even waste your money. They're like $50 for some BS. Back on track. With a bulk, don't have a scale number in mind. Like, I'm going up really slow, probably even a little bit too slow at the moment with this bulk, but I'm like, as long as you can use the scale, but I weigh myself every week or fortnight sort of, and it's just to see as long as it's going up a little bit, you know, that's fine. But it's not the priority too. It's just not the goal isn't to get to a number. The goal is to just get to a size that I'm like comfortable with.
So what happens once you get to that size and you're thinking, do I keep going or do I cut?
This is why I feel like bulks are a little bit harder, because at the end of the day too, like I mentioned at the start, growing phases are what we want to prioritize. So you get into that mentality where you're like,
I think
cut or continue, or because I just quickly, sorry, got to that point where I was at about 105, 106 kilos on my last bulk, and I was feeling hefty, and I was like, oh, I just don't love how I feel right now. Like, it'd be the sort of thing, like I was walking and I'd feel my stomach jiggle every step I took, and it was just disgusting. I hated it. But I was also in the mindset of, I'm already here and it has taken me so long and like a lot of effort to get to this stage already. I may as well just keep going through to 110 and just, you know, make the most out of it. But you know, I could have put on 4 kilos of just fat.
That's what I mean. Gets to a point where if you're trying to like push weight like that and just get to a number, it's almost the same thing as doing like too much junk volume in the gym. It's like you need to be in this sort of optimal state where you're eating in enough of a surplus that's going to promote the least amount of fat mass, but still promote muscle building. Another thing I would say is a good strategy to approach all these like bulking cutting phases is to plan out your year. It's good to have things like, I don't know, a macro cycle. You could call it perhaps, I don't know, but plan out your year and go, right, this is the portion of the year that I'm going to spend in a building phase. Once I hit this date, I'm going to do a cut, and then we'll have a diet break and I'll do another cutting phase. And then when I hit this date in the year, it's time to build again. Yeah. That's what everyone does, and that's what all the bodybuilders do.
Yeah.
You know, their year is set out into phases. So 100%. They'll have their building phase, and then they'll have their pre-prep phase, and then their prep phase, and then they'll have their, you know, they'll have after comp, and then they'll build again.
Yeah.
Like, the year's broken up into phases. So if you are serious about it, or if you have events coming up, you know, just plan out your year. And if you don't know how to do that, get a coach.
Yeah, 100%.
Coach is a great.
Grace Liana Fitness.
Great at Grace Liana Fitness.
Listen to her preach. Over to my Instagram. Could you not?
No, but like, coaches are great. That's what we do.
Yeah, these are there to do all this hard sort of thinking for you.
Yeah, to plan out, to get your goals, assess them, and then plan out the best and most healthy route to take that's going to support your goals.
Yeah. 100%.
So that's what I would say. That was a very long answer, but I feel like that was a good,
it was a thorough answer.
Yeah, we covered a few different things. So hopefully that helped you out. Shout out again. You know who you are. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Do you have any like tips on just like quickly on just like or advice with just anything extra that you want to add with like bulking or cutting or anything?
Anything extra with bulking or cutting?
Like advice. Like I'd say, for instance, like just quick advice on like a bulk, I don't really believe you have to go into a ridiculous surplus of like, you know, a thousand calories or longer.
Isn't there a window?
Yeah. Like I think a good number to sit at sort of, in, this is what I've been sitting at for this one is 500 and it's working far better for me.
I don't know if you'd go much higher than the 500
is, I think 500 I believe is what is known to be a good upper threshold. You wouldn't want to go much more.
I think it's the same with cutting too. You don't want to really go less than 500. No.
And it purely depends on the time frame. So, for instance, you don't want to go into a...
I was about to say, that's very dependent again,
As everything is. But, like, for instance, a cut, you don't want to go into a 1,000-calorie deficit. Like, I did, but, you know, it's dependent. But you don't want to go into, like... Even, you know, you don't want to be eating, say, 1,000 calories a day, right? Let's say that's like a 1,000, 1,500 calorie deficit from you. You don't want to go into that and thinking you're going to last 10 weeks in sort of a stage. No. If you hear people going about that, like they're eating that little, it is literally because they're only doing it for a few weeks because that's all your body can really handle with that sort of a thing. If you want to prolong it a bit longer, for instance, on a bulk, you don't want to be eating ridiculous amounts of food and then before you know it, in a couple months, you've blown up and then now you're like, oh, I'm holding all this fat and now I have to unnecessarily waste time doing a cut to get it off and then, you know, so you want to do it slower. Slower is better. It's a marathon, not a sprint, this whole game.
I would say that. Do it. My tip would be, following on from that, do it in a sustainable way. Both things can be done sustainably. You should never – there's no need to go extreme ever.
Yeah.
You don't have to go extreme. It needs to be sustainable and it needs to be able to support your lifestyle and it needs to be something that you can implement and stick with.
Yeah.
That's why I think as well it's really, really good if you are in a cutting phase and, you know, I do it with my clients – I will be doing it myself, is implement diet breaks.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
Just depending on your goals, we've said it 100 times, but just do things in a sustainable manner for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Doesn't have to be extreme.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good advice, I think, that we've given here today that we've preached. Is there anything else we needed to touch on? Any other questions that we could quickly go over or...? Don't think so.
No other questions off the top of my head, no.
We might come back and revisit the whole thing of, like, mechanical tension and all that jazz, motor unit recruitment, blah, blah, that we did on that episode about training volume that time. It didn't come out the best listening back to it, and some of you said, too, that it'd be nice if we could explain it a bit clearer as well.
In a bit more general terms.
Yes, because and that is hard because they're concepts that aren't necessarily like we were still getting our heads wrapped around. But now we feel like I feel more confident to speak about it, and I feel like you would as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we might revisit that and just if it's because there are these three or four essential things that if you know and can wrap your head around, you literally, like, you know how to grow the best you can. If you've got them in your head, you can literally, like, and you can sit there and go, oh, now I understand why this is maybe a bit better than this. Or, you know, you'll be able to optimize your own training. And yeah, I hate using the word optimize and optimal and whatever, but it's true.
Stigma around that word
there now. Is now, because I just sound like a dickhead. No, but you can optimize your training to exactly, you know, how it should be. So,
But again, we'll touch on that. We will touch on
that the week after next.
A couple weeks.
Yes, because we have a guest, which we already mentioned, coming on, I think.
If you're one of my clients, though, I will be putting up a post all about mechanical tension on the forum. So
it a bit clearer.
If you want to find out about that quicker, head on over to my Instagram, Grace Kellerman, click the link in my bio. I try and educate my clients as well. So we talk all about that too. But we will definitely revisit it on the pod. And as Lewis said, we have a guest coming on next week.
Uh-huh.
Keep an eye out on our Instagram stories because we'll be revealing who that is. And if you have any questions that you want to ask them,
we might.
Send us a message. We'll put up a question box and you can put in any questions.
We should have, and it's good for future episodes now, we should have probably mentioned a few days prior that we were having Eric and Lara on.
Yeah.
So that if you guys did have questions, you know, you could interact and whatnot. But we'll do it for this guest, I believe. What are you doing? Are you filming me?
A shot of me.
No. I'll do it with the camera after. Oh. Don't worry about it now.
Lol.
But yeah, we might we'll announce it later in the week, so you'll hear about it and send through questions. Because if you don't, then we're going to be sat there and be like, "Well, sorry, no one was bothered enough to put in a little bit of effort." No, I'm kidding. But please, if you have any questions, send them through. Anything else you want to touch on?
Have a good week, guys.
Yeah, I think that's good for this week. We covered that well.
Yes.
Shout out to shout out to all you legends that listen. Shout out to all the new listeners as well.
Yeah, you guys
appreciate
are great.
Yous
appreciate
all. Hopefully we can just carry on this wave of momentum from last week throughout the rest of the year, and
hopefully you guys have the best week ever and get all the gains.
Yes, we do.
And hopefully you feel more confident to make a decision on when you should start bulking or cutting.
Hopefully we've helped you in that regard. That's what we're here for at the end of the day, you know.
We're here to help. We're just your local little gym goers. Wait, never mind. Something just popped into my head, but it left as soon as it got there.
We're your gym family. But we appreciate yous all. Make sure you go and rate us 5 stars. We've been noticing the ratings have been coming in this week a little bit more.
Five stars,
we need
guys.
To bring that star rating back up. We're currently on Spotify at a 4.2.
It's because of that Sam Sulek episode.
It's because of Grace, right?
I clickbaited the title.
If you actually go and listen to that episode, you'll hear that we don't say that. We maybe should have titled it a little bit different, but it got the clicks.
Exactly.
But I don't know whether or not maybe if we licked his ass a bit more on the title, would it have brought in the same amount of viewership? I don't know. I feel like we clickbaited his name, but we,
you know. What's that saying? Even like all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Hate is a good thing sometimes.
But yeah,
as long as you don't get cancelled,
rate us 5 stars, and we've loved resharing everyone's posts on our Instagram stories. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
for
that's what I mean. The support,
tagging us.
Legends. And
it's feeling a bit more legit now.
Yeah, and it's also legit because go use code TalkinFit10.
TalkinFit10
at checkout
at Limitless Nutrition.
Limitless Nutrition.
They have a March Madness sale going on.
Yep.
Get around it.
Got some pre-workouts, 40% off, and other supplements, protein as well, I believe, 40% off. Huge. Go support your local business too. If you are local and you're still feeding these big corporations your money, stop.
Support us local people.
Yeah, support us, support them, support everyone in the community. You know, that's the only way they're going to get somewhere where they belong, where up on the top. Is through, you know, your guys' support, the local gang. So, yeah, big shout out to Limitless Nutrition again. We love you guys.
It's probably like the 5th shout out this episode.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
that. Well, I did say many, many episodes ago, the minute we got a code, we were going to rinse that shit. And we were sat there like, we need a sponsor because I don't think they realize they're missing out how good we can promote things.
I was going to say, guys.
We will promote it.
If you're a business and you're looking for some.
I'm wearing the shirt and everything right now.
If you're a business. And you want athletes that really promote you, we're the guys.
Yeah, 100%. We can promote anything except supplements now.
That's right.
But yes, we love you all. Have a blessed week, and we will catch you guys.
May the gains be with you.
Next week.
Later.